So as we're about to begin a new sugya, starts at the very bottom of Lamed Aleph and Aleph. We're about to change some certain mindsets that we've had for, I would say, for almost since the beginning of this last B'chim, I'd say for about 4 or 5 weeks. We've been working with a certain mindset. In case anyone hasn't caught on, we've really been learning this man, one b'risa, right? I think pretty much one b'risa. 90% of the b'china is on this one b'risa. Who's the b'risa again? Hazar, who's the b'risa? Oh, machlekes for Meir and the Chachamim, right? For Meir and the Chachamim, we're not sure who anyone is, but machlekes for Meir and the Chachamim, about the person who is teveach what? He's teveach the Avodah Zarah, he's teveach the Shabbos, and he's teveach the Shohen Nisko. Each one of those things had its own world. Tevech Levet Azara got us talking about Chiddush and Aruyas. Tevech B'Shabbos got us into Maaseh Shabbos Sugyos. Tevech Shohen Nisko got us for the last 2 weeks talking about everything you ever want to know about Shohen Nisko. And then we spent so much time, once we dealt with the problems and we had the solution, so we had that famous solution of Rava, who says that to get around some of the technical problems of Shohen Nisko, of Lav D'Markat Tavach, we had to create all these new kimtas of Masal Hashomer, which got us a whole new world in terms of Davar Gemra Mamon, and got us talking about Omel HaMish Chol Fanecha. Everything was revolving around that original Braisa. Everything goes back to the Braisa Taflam Gilam Rebeis. But if you remember way back, why did we introduce the Braisa in the first place? We are not learning Bava Kama, we are learning Subas Tasiyah. So why did we introduce this Braisa to start with? What was the original problem with the Braisa? The Braisa quoted Machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim about a Teveach, Le'Avodah Zarah, Teveach L'Shabbos, and there was Machlekes at the Rav with Yechayev Dal V'Hei Anah. So the Gemara thought, hey, wait a second, Yechayev Dal V'Hei for being Teveach, Le'Avodah Zarah, Teveach L'Shabbos, doesn't that smack of what? Doesn't that sound like a Kilei Rabbi Draminei issue? Are you going to tell me that Rabbi Meir denies Kilei Rabbi Draminei? Would anybody be so... That's shocking. That's like radical to say such a statement. There's a Tana out there such as the statue of Rabbi Meir who denies to Midramine. So everybody said, no. Can't. Impossible. And we had to do some surgery in the Braisa. No, Chazar, so it was a surgery in the Braisa. Hachamayaskinan. That is Tevechei De'achir. Shmach Hashem, we breathe a sigh of relief. And of course, that breath of a sigh of relief cost us how many sugyas? About 2 or 3 sugyas also. Because we then had to talk about, really? What am I saying? Shluchat Vavera? Is this Shluchat Vavera? Not Shluchat Vavera? And then we had another issue about Chehechen Matzinu, Zeh Potavai, De Shlichos Chayav. We start talking about Chayav and Dini Shemayim with Kibbutz Ramines, with Knossos. We got a lot of stuff, right? This is pretty much the whole semester, right? I think except for Chananim Yeshua Vazayah, this has been pretty much the whole Bechina, right? Everything's been revolving around the dilemmas, the problems, the pros and cons of this Braisa. So for the last good 4 weeks, we've been working with the assumption that there is no way in the world does the Kibbutz Ramini issue taking place in this Braisa. It can't be, because that would lead Rabbi Meir to the absurd conclusion that Rabbi Meir denies Kibbutz Ramini. That's lo nitan le'omer. And Rabbi Say, I'll tell you a secret, it's still lo nitan le'omer. The Gemara is still not willing to find any town who actually denies Kibbutz Ramini. It's still impossible. But Rabba, on the bottom of Lamed Aleph, is about to do something radical in terms of his analysis of this Braisa. He's about to undermine the premises of the last 4 weeks. He's about to go back to the Braisa and throw out what Okimta? What was the Okimta? Look at the whole Okimta was what? The Teveach Haidei what? Haidei Acher. Who was the one responsible for Teveach Haidei Acher? Who was the one who came up with this idea of Teveach Haidei Acher? Everybody, remember? What did the Gemara say? Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan, v'chol chavurasa b'shmeid Rabbi Yechanan. The whole chaver, the whole chabur, the whole shi, the whole yeshiva. Everybody said this. Comes Rab and says, I have an alternate way of reading the Braisa. I can read the Braisa kipshutai. Omer Rab Omer, the bottom of the Damanaf, le'oilam b'tevecha de'atzmoi. Everyone realized what just happened. We just changed from premise that we've been Chaykulayav, has been written in stone for the last month, it's now changing radically. So we have two tremendous developments in one moment. The change in the understanding of the Braisa, we're actually going to turn the page of Lamed Aleph Bey. It's also a tremendous development that took us quite some time to do also. All to say Basachas. So Rabbah, Liyoylam, but we're not turning Lamed Aleph Bey so fast. Rabbah, Liyoylam, but Tevechad Atzmai, for Rabbi Meir Lokim Mishal and Islay, Don't think that Rabbi Meir denies Tumid Raminei. It's true, we have documented that Rabbi Meir denies in Elokim Mishalim. That we know. That you can't argue with. How do we know that? Chazara, no context. How do we know that? Machas, Mishnah Machas Avdal, right? So we know that Rabbi Meir has a strange idea, kind of strange, it's a different idea, about the notion of getting stronger punishments, lighter punishments. We know Rabbi Meir is a little bit different than the Chacham in terms of his analysis of the sugyas, but to say that Meisim Mishalim, that's out of the question. I'm asking Chabash Kint to know that. Meisim Mishalim, listen. So what's going on in this Brahisa? If Rabbi Meir subscribes to Kibbutz Ramine, and Rabbi Meir Bryce is talking about Idea Hatzboy. So what's the answer to this Bryce? What's the answer to this dilemma? Come to Rabbi Meir, shiny honey, the chid shushachid shetere b'knas, afagav the mikdol mishalim. Rabbi Meir just threw a new factor into the Kibbutz Ramine show. We thought by now, by 2 days before Purim, we were convinced we know everything there is to know about Kibbutz Ramine, right? We think we have Kibbutz Ramine down pat. Comes to Rabbi Meir and says, no, I have a whole new approach to Kibbutz Ramine. Kibbutz Ramine only applies by Dinei Mamnes, not by Dinei Knossos. I'll tell you why, it's very simple. Knossos? It's like a Chiddush HaTorah. Now we already know that. It's a Chiddush HaTorah. What do I have to pay for? I didn't do any damage. What do I have to pay 4 and 5 times? I only ruined one shore for you. What do I have to pay 4 times for? What do I have to pay you for? Because I sat in the parking spot for 10 minutes and now I got to pay the city of New York $100 for what? There's no hefsid. It's an unbelievable Chiddush. Or Knossos. I caused the state of Israel a loss of 4 shkolim by crossing across King George. It cost them anything. Knas chinuchi, that's the way it is. Chiddush HaTorah, that's it. That's the way it is. So comes Rabbi Meir and says, it's such a chiddush. The Torah says the chiddush applies even against the rules of Kibbutz Ramine. You have to pay no matter what. Unbelievable chiddush HaTorah. Chiddush HaShechit HaTorah B'Knas. Alpha Pi D'Mikdol Mishalom. Now, we've seen earlier this year something almost as radical as Rabbi Meir. Not quite, but almost as radical as Rabbi Meir. That the rule of Kibbutz Ramine may not necessarily apply to all kinds of tashlumin. There may be certain types of tashlumin that are immune from Kibbutz Ramine. Who remembers the one that we saw? At least according to some Rishonim. This guy takes you back, or I'm going to say, last semester, to the beginning of last semester. This is like Rosh Hashanah time. Who remembers? We had a Tosfos earlier on. What? Tashlumi Kapara. Remember Tais, right? Remember that? Tashlumi Kapara, right? Remember? Who remembers? No. By Tashlumi Trumas, Tashlumi Kapara, and then Tais had to prove that Tashlumi Kapara. What was the Rai? Who remembers? Who remembers the Rai of Taisus? That Tashlumi Trumas, Tashlumi Kapara. Because Mechir, in fact, the Mishnah says Mechir doesn't work. And who disagreed with Taisus? Mr. Mansa, who disagreed with Taisus? Chazara. The Rash, right? Now we're talking, guys. The Rash. Where's the Rash? The Rash says, no, there's no Mechir. Why? Because what? There's a tzuras that tashlumin, you have to pay in a certain manner. Now, who knows where I'm getting all worked up about this now? Nafkamina for what? Nobody's even the Rash. That Mechila doesn't work with this tashlumin kapara. Against who? In Yana Diyayma, come on, it's Yud Aleph Adar already, come on. Yishloach Manos, the Ramah, right? Come on. Badach, I talked about Yishloach Manos in September when we learned the Sugya. We shouldn't talk it now. No, come on, the Ramah says that Mechila works for Yishloach Manos, and we said according to the Rash, it can't work. Because according to the Rash, you can't have Mechila when there's a tourist at the Shluman. And you have to give Dafka food, you can't give money. Everybody's getting back to your story. Okay, fine. So getting back to, I just couldn't hold on. So comes Rav and says, whenever there's a chiyuv b'taras kenas, that trumps kibbutz ramine. And the Gemara says this is not the only time Rabbi said it. Rabbi didn't just say it to give it on kibbutz in a braisa that's been bothering us for weeks. Rabbi actually said it. V'yazne Rabbi l'tameh. We know that Rabbi said such a statement. But she tells us, the Yom Rabbi, Haya gedi ganav loy. A person stole a gedi, stole a goat. A goat is like a sheep, in case anyone didn't know. Seh means either lambs or goats. So a person stole a goat. Stole the sheep, stole the ox, doesn't matter. He stole it on Tuesday. And it's been sitting around in his backyard. V'tavchim b'Shabbos. But he decides, lo and behold, to shecht it on Shabbos itself. So comes Rabbi and says, now we have to be done. Is he chayav dal b'hei or not? So the answer is, yeah, chayav dal b'hei. Why? Because Rabbi l'shitasai. Because right now, the moment of truth that's being mechayav him in dal b'hei is a shechita b'Shabbos. Which happens to also be the moment of truth that's being mechayev him for Chilul Shabbos, Sheikhet Lo Dolam Etes Melachas, and it has all the trappings of Kibbutz Ramine. It's the Idna, it's the same time, it's the same person, it's the same mind. It's about to everything going against it. We should have absolute Kibbutz Ramine applied here. And comes Rabbi and says, no, this is Nishkin Kibbutz Ramine. Why? because Dal Behei, Dal Behei is a Knas, and Rabbi Lishitosoi, also Rabbi Lutamei, there's no Kilui Dramine on Knasis. There's no Paitiv Kilui Dramine on Knasis. So this is Mamish Rabbi Lishitosoi. Everything is beautiful and wonderful. But this is not the part that we're interested in. It's interesting, but this is not our surgery. Rabbi's second half is what really fascinates us. Rabbi says that the first case, Shikvan Ischai, Beginev, Shabbos, fine. Gona v'tovach b'Shabbos. Gona v'tovach b'Shabbos. So we're going to go with Rashi's Okimta right now. Gona v'tovach b'Shabbos, the simple pshat of the Gemara is, I break into your house, to your backyard, on Shabbos itself. I steal that animal on Shabbos, and I subsequently teveach it on Shabbos. Why does that change anything? It changes something for the following. We have to add a little bit of a piece of information to the Hilchos Shabbos angle. I did an act of Geneva, and in the process of doing an act of Geneva, I also was Mechal Shabbos. I did a real Hilchos Shabbos deraisa in the process of Geneva. And that's tricky, because I understand that Tvicha is an act of Hilchos Shabbos. I know from last year, Shochet. But what Malacha does Gonev? I start to go through the list of 38 Malachas. Is it Zareya, Chayrish, Kaitzim? I can't figure out. I stole an animal. We're not advocating stealing animals either on Shabbos or during the week, but I can't quite put it onto Rabbi Chait's list of 39 Malachas. I don't know which one it is. I'm going down the list. I'm getting stuck by Amir, Dosh, Dishol, a few of the weaving Malachas. I don't know what they mean, but I don't think that they have anything to do with stealing animals. And I'm moving on, and I'm in Machabat Patish, and I'm in Havara, and I'm ready to close up shop. I don't know what Pasta Malach I violated. I went through all of last year's Shiurim and I didn't find one. The answer is because we stopped short last year. We never learned the 39th Malacha. The 39th Malacha is Chatzah. I violated Hader Chatzah. How did I violate Hader Chatzah? I carried the animal, and carrying the animal, somehow I did the Maisa Kinyan and Shabbos and the whole. Again, it's not so foreign to us. We spoke about this earlier on in the year, so we know that scenario. You may have to do a little bit of touch-up job because carrying animals is generally not chayv and Shabbos, chayv says atzmo. We'll lock the animal up, we'll put him in handcuffs, and we'll figure out an eitzah. There's an eitzah for everything. You want it, I'll give you an eitzah. So comes Rabbi and says, if a person stole on Shabbos and he's teveach l'moicher on Shabbos, so let's work it out ourselves. What do we think the din should be? The guy stole on Shabbos, unlike the first case. The first case of Rabba, he stole on Tuesday and he's shechts on Shabbos. Now in the second case, he was gone to betavach b'Shabbos. So let's think it through. What do you think the din should be? He was goyne b'Shabbos, kibbeh d'ramenei. He was teveach b'Shabbos, kibbeh d'ramenei. So let's think a little bit. For the act of Geneva itself, that's usually what happens from an act of Geneva. What do chiyuvim kick in from an act of Geneva? What do chiyuvim, what dollars and cents? He has to pay the Karen, he's got to be careful, right? And the act of Teveach kicks in the Chiv of Dal Behei. So let's take it very slow, step by step. So he did an act of Geneva on Shabbos. Analyze the case. He did an act of Geneva on Shabbos that would normally kick in a Chiv of Karen, a Chiv of Kefil. Then he does Tovach, which normally kicks in a Chiv of Dal Behei. Everything here was done by Shabbos, everything is done by Chil Shabbos. So the act of Geneva that was done on Shabbos, can we make him Chayav Keren? We can't, because what's staring in our face? Can we dominate? For the act of Geneva, Pashtas, can we make him pay the Kefel? Absolutely, because who is talking now? Rabbi. Rabbi holds that Kefel is a Knas. Knas is not subject, can we dominate? So if you'd ask me, I would say, if it was a $100 animal that he stole, I would say the first 100 he can't pay, because it's Kimu Dramini covered it. I would say let him pay the next 100. Then, when he's Tevech, 20 minutes later, what should you say? Well, he was Tevech b'Isser, so I would think Kilui Ramine applies. We check Rabba Shita that Kilui Ramine doesn't apply by Knas. So Dal Behei is a Knas. So therefore, we should say, we should have to pay Dal Behei, right? That's what I think the din should be. So if I were just posturing myself, I would say, I'm following Rabba's line of reasoning that Mammon is subject to Kilui Ramine, Knas is not subject to Kilui Ramine, therefore, we should pay Kefil and Dal Behei, just not pay Karen. So comes Rabbi and says, that's an impossibility. You know why? Because it is impossible to pay Dal Behei unless you have already been obligated to pay what? To pay Karen. Because if not, then you're going to pay a very bizarre type of a payment. What are you going to pay? You're going to end up paying what? You're going to pay for a shore. How much are you going to pay for a shore? Give me a number. I need some. Come on, size sim guys. Come on. He stole $100 shor, and I'm not going to pay Karen. Karen was covered already by Kibud Ramane. So you're going to pay how much for a shor? 400, right? That's the hay, right? That's normally, right? Think about it, right? Normally I steal $100 shor, I pay 500. So cross out 100. This is higher math, guys. I should pay 500. Minus 100, I'm left with 400. So the ora in this kind of a case, shor you should pay 400. And a say you should pay how much? 300, right? So that's a problem. You know what that's a problem? It's a problem for Pasuk Chumash, because it says, Chamisha ha-bakor, Yishalem, tachas ha-shor, v'yar v'atzom, tachas ha-seh, cha-arba v'chamisha ha-marachamana, v'loi wat, l'shosh v'dalim. This is a non-existent tashlumen in halacha. There's no such thing as paying 400 for a shor that was worth 100. There's no such thing as paying 300 for a seh that was worth 100. That's not an option. 4 and 3 is not an option. It's either 5 and 4, or what? Or nothing. In this kind of case, nothing. Comes Rav and says, even though this is me, Lishitasi, who holds that Kibud Ramane doesn't trump Knasos, and therefore, in theory, Kefel should be available. The same drasha. Kefel Amrachaman means you have to pay twice, you don't pay once. Kefel is presupposing that you paid once before, paid Karen. So comes Rav and says, according to my understanding, you should have paid Kefel, you should have paid Dalvei, because these are all Knossos, and Knossos are Trump, Kibud Ramane, but it is impossible to put the, to meet out such a psak, because if you didn't pay Karen, then the whole Dalvei unravels. Now what's that called? What's that halachic principle called? Im ein geneva, ein tvichu mechira. That's our sugya. It took us a little while to get there. That's the name of our sugya. In Ein Geneva, Ein Tichvei Mechira. In the first case of Rabbah's first half, where the Geneva happened on Tuesday, so there was a Chiyav Karen kicked in, and now the Chiyav Dal Mehei kicks in on Shabbos. Knas, according to Rabbi Mimei, according to Rabbah, trumps Kibud Ramane, so you have to pay Dal Mehei, notwithstanding the Shechit on Shabbos. But in the second case, where the Geneva Gufu was on Shabbos, Be'isser, as Rashi explained, you carried it, you did a Malach, whatever it was, in Ein Geneva, Ein Tichvei Mechira. That's Rabbah's Gevaldik Chidush. Rabbah's two Chidushim. Number one, Knas trumps Kibud Ramane. Number two, in the absence of the Geneva, in the absence of the Chiyav Karen, Ein Tvich Dimech. If you look carefully at the details of Rabbah's illustration of this principle, in Ein Geneva, Ein Tvich Mechira, this Din D'Araisa, which is again building off of the Psukim of Dal Behei, below Kimmel V'Dalet, Rabbah formulated very, very carefully. He had his timeline perfectly. What was the description of the case? What was his illustration? The second half of Rabbah was what? Gonav what? Gonav v'tovach b'Shabbos. That was his description. Gonav v'tovach b'Shabbos. That's the name of the sugya. Then and only then is Rabbah's statement true. Come to Rishonim and now begin to chepper Rabbah. Begin to question the scenario that Rabbah described and a possible alternative scenario that Rabbah failed to describe. What would the halacha mean in the following case? Ganav? Who's going to fill in for me? The what? Shabbos. Case that doesn't appear. Ganav v'Shabbos. The what? The Tavach. What do you say about that? He stole Mashal Shuris for Shkir. Make sure to steal before Shkir. We don't want to steal after Shkir. So make sure to steal the Cholodeus, the Shabbos. And by Malav Malch, he gets hungry. And he's Tevech. I'm going to say Shabbos. Shabbos is over the Cholodeus. What do you say about that? How would you. This is the one case Rabbi doesn't talk about. Rabbi spoke about Gunav. Lifnei Shabbos, v'tovach b'Shabbos, right? Where he said Yechayev Dal Vehei. Here, Gonav v'tovach Shabbos is Potter v'Dal Vehei. From the fact that Rabbah was only able to describe this scenario of to highlight this idea of an Ein Geneva Ein Tevicha, the only case of Ein Geneva Ein Tevicha was this case. The simple mashmos. A simple implication is that this would fall short. This wouldn't be subject to the rule of ein geneva, ein tevicha. That's what it sounds like. That's the simple pshat in Rabbah, which is very, very problematic. Why is that very problematic? Why is that very problematic? This is classic ein geneva, ein tevicha. What's the difference whether the tevicha took place on Shabbos or happened on Sunday? What's the difference? Gonna be Shabbos. Once it's gonna be Shabbos, the game's over. Once it's gonna be Shabbos, what happens? Ein what? What's gonna be Shabbos? What's ein what? Ein keren. Gonna be Shabbos is the halakha equivalent of saying there's no chiyuv keren. Because gonna be Shabbos, Rashi means that presupposing an act of chol Shabbos, you carry the animal. That's what the words mean. Once the guy was going to be Shabbos, he was mechal Shabbos. Once he's mechal Shabbos, kibbutz dramini kicks in. This is keren, which is not kenas. So once you're going to be Shabbos, that is the halakha equivalent of saying ein keren. Once it's ein keren, I don't care whether he shechts on Shabbos, he shechts, but sorry, Shabbos is shechts next Tuesday. I couldn't care less when he shechts. If ein geneva, ein tevicha, ein mechira. So Rabbi's lashon is very, very difficult. Because according to Rabbi's understanding, that ein geneva, ein tevicha, mechira is the driving engine, the driving force behind this tour for the Dal Pei. Why does Rabbi limit his case to gonavit tavach b'Shabbos? It's equally true to gonav b'Shabbos and tavach b'yachar Shabbos. That's the problem that the Rishonim are bothered with. Rabbi said the Rashba was so bothered with this kasha, he was so overwhelmed with this kasha, at least in one of his answers to this overwhelming dilemma, that the Rashba gezocht. No, was zocht the Rashba? He says, what? Three magic words. What? What does he say? So he said the Rashba. What's on the Rambam comes? The Rashba wasn't on the Rambam comes. The Ritva, I know, was on the Rambam. Mm-hmm. And the Ritva, nobody looked at the Rashba. It can't be. I'm not Makamu. What? What? Is it? Yeah, it's somewhere, isn't it? Of course it is. He's talking about the sheep. Look at this quote from the Rashba. I had Rachmanis. I put it on the because a lot of guys don't have Rashbas because the Rashbas are not as popular. So I probably had Rachmanis and put it from the Shita, but it's from the Rashba. Okay, the dining guys have schus because the Rashba is here, but the part that I want for now I left out in my mahom. So you guys are not so bad. But it just bothers me, nobody bothers to look up the whole Rashba from the part that I didn't put in the mahom, but that's a whole different thing. Rabbeisai, just kidding. Rabbeisai, the Rashba says three magic words, but three magic words without having seen it. What is this, Purim? What? Come on, the three most magic words to answer Akasha. Enochinami. So you're right. Enochinami. The Gemara could have just, Rabbah could have just as easily said, Gonav v'Shabbos v'tavach li'achar Shabbos. He could have said, Gonav v'tavach b'Shabbos. Either one would have been fine, no big deal. So why did he mislead us by saying v'tavach b'Shabbos? Because his first half said, Gonav v'tavach b'Shabbos. So just to keep the style. Purely textual answer. He was into the Shabbos. He was talking about Shechting on Shabbos. Don't be Shechting on Sunday. Everyone's, the guy's making cholent. He's not making love malach. He's not eating flesh with love malach. So how come I was kidding? He Shechted on Shabbos. But was it really necessary? The Rabbis deemed to be true. It really wasn't necessary, says the Rashba. It's very possible, says the Rashba, in one of the answers, the one that doesn't appear in the Ma'amar Kamos, in one of the answers the Rashba says, that in Ochinam, Yidor B'Shabbos, Tochlech B'Shabbos, would Taka be subject to the exact same halacha called, Main Geneva, Ain't Tavich, Ain't Tavich. You could read the Sivan. Textual emendation, but read the Sivan. Read the Sivan. Rabbi say, Kup Ritva, and says, don't breathe so fast, says the Ritva. don't treat the sigh relief. You know why? Because Rabbah meant exactly what Rabbah said, nothing more, nothing less. Says the Ritva, if you're looking for a case of Ein Geneva, Ein Tevicha, I will bring it to you. That is called Ganav V'Tavach Bisha. However, says the Ritva, the case of Ganav V'Shabbos V'Tavach V'Achra Shabbos, that is not called today. Today we're hearing Tevicha. Not like the Rashbos that in Ochanavi the din is the same. Don't bother me in the Loshen. No, it's not true. That would not be subject to Ein Geneva, Ein Tevicha, Ein Mechira. So, Pella, why not? The Geneva was on Shabbos, right? But the Geneva was on Shabbos. Kibbutz Ram, he kicked it in the Geneva. There's no Chiv Karen. So, how could it be a Chiv Dal Behei? I don't care what the Tevicha is. Zoch the Ritva, no? What does the Ritva say? Let's hear the Ritva. Come on, let's hear it. What does the Ritva say? Where's the Ritva? Where am I? V'im toim avalam ali gona v'tof v'shabes avilu gona v'shabes tov v'chol nami. Fartitza Rashi's out. We don't have this Rashi, but the Ritva apparently had it. Sh'im tovach v'chol hareyu ki'ilu chozer v'gonvoy v'chol ומסחי וקרן עמי. והכל כמה דולות תבחי, ושוסי דמורי הווקוי. נו, מה זוכת רדבו? זוכת רדבו, גונה וטובה, זאת אומרת, גונה ושאבס וטובה אחרי שאבס, is not subject to the rule of Ein Geneva. You know why? Because every גונה ושאבס וטובה אחרי שאבס is really a what? You won't believe this one. Is really a what? It's a גונה of V'tovach Le'achar Shabbos. How is that? I just told me that the Geneva happened on Shabbos. Now you're changing the case. You're telling me it happened after Shabbos. What's the answer, Zoch Ritva? It was the second Geneva. You know what the second Geneva was? The fact that you were Teveach, thus is also Maisa Geneva. When you shecht somebody's item, that's cool for calling Maisa Geneva. The fact that you did a Maisa Geneva yesterday, and that Maisa Geneva happened not to be a Mechayv of Karen because Kibbutz Rami kicked in. That's very nice. That's whoop-de-doo. That's fine and dandy. True but irrelevant. That first Maisa Geneva wasn't the Mechayv of Karen, but the second one is, because the second one is on Sunday. There's no Simalach on Sunday. So comes the Ritva and says, there is no case. Gan of Shabbos, Tochlech HaShabbos is the same as the Gan of Tochlech HaShabbos. It's the same thing. Because it's the second Maisa Geneva that's being done Bechol, which is a Mechayv of Karen, which is Vaitig, and it's not the ball rolling to Mechayv Yidal Behei. That's the Yisoid for the Ritva. Wow, that's the Yisoid. What is obvious from the Rashba? The Rashba didn't give this teretz. The Rashba obviously must have held that the Maisa Tevicha is a Maisa Geneva. What are you talking about? The Geneva was done already. Geneva is already done. Signed, sealed, that was yesterday's parasha. This is Tevicha, this is Shein Geneva. So we have a machlokes here between the Rashba and the Ritva, and what to make out of Rabba's Lashon. The Rashba machtevek Rabba's Lashon, said in Achinami, it's all the same thing. And the Ritva says, no, Rabba was medaktik chutasaira. We have a fundamental machlokes here within the parasha of Geneva. Will the real Maisa Geneva stand up? I steal a cow from you, and then I shech the cow. So that moment of stealing is zicha called the Maisa Geneva. Is the moment of Shechita a secondary Maisa Geneva? Or is the moment of Shechita nothing? It's a Maisa Tvicha, it's not a Maisa Geneva. So the Rashba says that secondary moment is not a secondary Maisa Geneva. The only Maisa Geneva is the original one. Once the initial Maisa Geneva was done before, because it came with Brahminei, and Geneva and Tvicha Mechira kicks in. And according to the Ritva, no. We're subject for a second possible moment. We can have a Tchias HaMeisa in the Maisa Geneva. The first one was part of the Kibbutz Rami, the second one is Chayev. And it's that second one that can kick in the Chayev of Dalar Behei. That's a statement. That's a Machlekes Rishonim. Wow. That's a heavy, heavy Machlekes Rishonim. So comes Ritva and doesn't suffice himself just to say this. Comes Ritva and says, I'm in your riot that I'm right. Comes Ritva. It says about Rashi, for Yofa Kivir, Rashi's right. Umizbar in Dvorov, the Masha Omuprek Meruba, the Mandagozel Chavis and the Chamra Mechavre, Mekara shav yezuzo besov shav yedalit. Isba memeila mishalem zuzo. Tavro shasi mishalem dalik yehashra. Heich de mekara shav yedalit besov shav yezuzo besham k de mekara liyodim avgab tavro shasi. Let's read the second half. We don't need that part. He already finished his raya. Nope. What's the raya of the ritual? Famous gemara. One of those famous gemaras of the Talmud. Tavro shasi. I steal a barrel of wine from you. It's worth $1 at the time that I steal it. And it goes up in price. It's expensive. Current time, wine goes up in price a little bit. Now it's $4. And the Shas Gezela was worth $1. Right now it's worth $4. And what happens to this barrel of wine? Lightning strikes it. It's kicked over. It gets ruined by itself. Not me. I was sleeping. Barrel of wine tips over, spills, gets lost. How much do you have to pay? $104. What's the deal? When I stole it, it was worth one, out went up and died to four. How much do I have to pay you? What does the Mishnah say about this? Kol HaGazlan and what? First Mishnah, 9th Perek, Rav HaKama. Kol HaGazlan, Misham and what? Kishas HaGzela. Heish was HaGzela, Shah Gozel. I pay Kishas HaGzela. I went up to four. It's not my problem. I pay Kishas HaGzela. Fair Yishan Mishnah, possible for Mishnah. Comes the Gemara, Rav, interesting. Rav comes and says, Bamed Devar Mamurim, that I get away with paying one. That's if it's itma memela. If the barrel broke by itself, tavyo shasya. If I personally broke the barrel, or if I personally drank the wine at the time it was worth four, mishalim dalim. Then I have to pay four. What? We just got finished saying that kol gazlan mishalim kishas gazel. You only pay one. Why do I have to pay four? Based on what din? What halacha makes me pay four? Based on what parasha we're paying four? What's the answer? Zakti ritva. There's a new Shas Gezela. The Shas Gezela of the original Netilah Mirshusai was a Mechaiv of one Zuz. The new Shas Gezela, when I drink it, is a Mechaiv of four Zuz. So I'm going to pay four. Not going to pay five. I'm going to pay four. I have to pay for the higher level because there's a new Shas Gezela. When it's a Nitma Memela, when it's kicked over by itself, when the wine spilled by itself, I didn't do a second Gezela. So the only moment of truth it can be Mechaiv for is the original Netilah. The original Netilah was only worth one Zuz. But if I'm shtavim v'shas, if I break it, if I drink it, so they can hold me responsible for a new shas gzeila. That new shas gzeila is b'chayev before. So the Ritvot took that gemara in Bava Kama and says that's exactly what's going on here also. There are two shas genevas here. The shas geneva number one was b'shabbos. It's not going to be b'chayev. It can be Rabbi Trump's that. The second shas geneva is b'shas tvich liachas shabbos. That's on Sunday. Can be Rabbi doesn't touch that Sunday. So there's a new shas geneva. And the first Shas Kedeva failed, the second one kicks in. Just as the first Shas Kedeva only made me chayav one, the second one makes me chayav four. That's the Ritvot's Raya. Yofet Kivein about Rashi, he says. It's a good Raya. Shtaka Raya.
This is also disagreeing with Ritvah.
Because
from the
fact that
every dollar
of the
hay should be
Rafa,
she say,
oh, bad guy, hold on. Don't even start me here with that. Don't start me with that. We're getting there, again. Rabbi Sai? So who's got to defend? Who's on the defense now, Rabbi Sai? Who's got to defend themselves? This is a good raya. That is a good raya. But Rashi's got to defend himself. So obviously, we have to go back to Ekimar Rav HaKama. What daf was that on? Sabachay? Back to Ekimar. Did I put it on the Rav HaKama from Rav HaKama? From Rav HaTzia. It's the same exact Gemara. The reason I put it on the Gemara in Rav HaTzia is because the Gemara has one or two extra lines that don't appear in Rav HaKama. So I wanted you to see those extra lines. It's the same exact Gemara. Came out the same exact Gemara. So now the Rashba is on the defense. Because the Chayr, the Ritva, is a Shtaka Raya. There is such a thing as a second Maisa Gezela. Who did not? There should be a second Maisa Geneva. So basically, we've got to go back to the ABCs of that Gemara, both in Bava Kama and Metzia, and suggest another way of reading that Gemara. Is there an alternate way of reading that Gemara? We're getting there. We're getting there. Okay, we're getting there. So if I say, is there any other way to read that Gemara? The numbers are the same. There's no question what the numbers are. It was worth $1, now it's worth $4. I drink the barrel of wine, I'm chayav four. That's not negotiable. That was Rabbi's statement. The Ritva was assuming something about what the nature of that Mechayev afore is all about. What was the Ritva assuming? Mechayev what? What did the Ritva call the guy? He called him a what? That Maisa, that second moment, I don't mean literally called him, but that moment of drinking the wine, the Ritva called that a Shas what? Because they called him a Ga'azlan for that second point in time. Is that Muchach? Do you have to call him a Ga'azlan? Can I think of a different thing to call him? And come up with the same exact number? Comes the Ran, the Shiran above Mitzvah at the end of the third parak, and calls him a different name. He calls him a different word. It's also not such a nice word. It's not a Ga'azlan. He calls him a what? He's a Mazik. He's Chayav B'Toras Mazik, Zach the Chedush Yaran. Mishkin Ga'azlan. He's Chayav B'Toras Mazik. Comes the Ktzois and says, Avada Chedush Yaran's right. Avada, that second Chayav has nothing to do with Shaz, with the Ga'azlan. There's no such thing as a second Ga'azlan. There's no such thing as a second Ganav, says the Ktzois. It's impossible. It should be anything else short of Mazik. Why is it so compelling? Why is Chedush Yaran so compelling, Zach the Ktzois? Why is it impossible to call him anything short of a mazik? You cannot call him a ganav or a gazer. You know why? Zach the Ktzois. No, everyone should know the answer to this question. What is the problem with calling a person for a second act a ganav nochamo or a second act a gazer nochamo? What's the problem? He's a what? He's a ganav or her ganav. It's tricky. It's cute. But you have to think about it long enough. He's a ganav or her ganav. My nafkamina is the choice whether the first ganav was somebody else, or the first ganav is who? Is he himself? I'm me, myself, and I. I'm the first ganav and the second ganav. Ain't I going to vachra ganav? There's no such din of a second ganav opposed to first ganav. My nafkamina whether the person who did the first ganav was somebody else or was me? Because if the rule, why is it ain't I going to vachra ganav? Who knows why? Because it ain't a bishusai. Anyone remember Gemara Bakam? If a good one based Ish, Rami based Aganav, why is there no Kefil from based Aganav? Why doesn't it go back? Why isn't the second Ganav have to be Kefil to the original owner? Who remembers Rabbi Yechanan? Does that ring a bell? Or Rabbi Yechanan, Eino Bishusai. Remember Rabbi Yechanan saw on that din in the Chumash, if a good one based Ish, Rami based Aganav, there's no Kefil to the original owner because it's what? What were the famous words of Rabbi Yechanan? It's what? It's Shalai, the Eino Bishusai. So my nafkavina, whether it's somebody else who created the Shalav Yenav Yishuso, or it's me, myself, who created the Shalav Yenav Yishuso. Once I steal it from you, it's Einav Yishuscha anymore. When I do a subsequent act of quote-unquote Geneva or Gezela, Vusfa Geneva Gezela. It's Nishkin Geneva Gezela. It's Nishkin Geneva Gezela. It's Einav Yishuso. I had the Gemara Shechaya 4, that's outside of a Mazik, that's not Asgad and not Asgazlan. That's a choice. Whoa. That's a choice. Yeah. That's what we're getting to. That's exactly what we're getting to. So Rabbi Sahi, we have an alternate way of reading those Gemaras in Bava Kama Metziah. That the Chiyah for Dalid, I don't mean Dalid, hey, the Chiyah for which Gemara would have given a different number, but here for $4 in the barrel of wine is not Bateras Gazlan. It's Bateras Mazik. How does that help us over here, Rabbi Say? How is this Ketzais and Chedush Yaran going to help us over here? The only way you could possibly be Chai of Dal Vahey is what has to kick in first? What's the words? Say the phrase. If ain't what? If ain't Geneva, ain't Tvichu Mechira. Right? It's got to be a chiv of Geneva in order to start the ball rolling, to get the clock ticking, to make a chiv of Dal Vahey. What if it's a chiv to pay the exact same amount of money, but for a totally different reason? Would you say, im ein Geneva, ein tvi, would you say, yesh Geneva po? B'shum panav elfenat. And that's exactly what the Rashba holds. That's exactly like the Ktzoy said. The Rashba said that if you're gonav b'shabbos, Ketovach liachar Shabbos, we look at you with a straight face and we say, what? According to the Rashba, what do we say to you? We're going to be Shabbos and Tovach liachar Shabbos. What do we say to you? We say to you, im ein Geneva, ein Tvicha Mechira. Aye, there was a second Geneva. What does the Rashba say? there was a second Gnev on Sunday. What does the Rashi respond? There was no second Gneva on Sunday. There was a Chiyuv Mazik on Sunday. Great. Whoop-de-doo, there was a Chiyuv Mazik. Chiyuv Mazik doesn't create the ball rolling of the Chiyuv Dal Behei. It's not enough to say, I'm going to pay 400 and 500. That's not enough. In 1,000 cents, it'll be 400 or 500, but it won't be conceptually halachically Dal Behei. Dal Behei has to follow the Karen of Gneva, not a Karen of Mazik. That's the answer to the Rash Peshitta. So it turns out, Rabbi said, that the machloikis, the Rashi with the Ritva Nar Sugya, is a restating of the question of how to read those Gemaras above a Kamba Metziah. When the Gemara says that you go from $1 to $4 and you chaya for $4, is that Peturus Mazik or is that Peturus a new Maisik Zela? Is there a concept of a new Maisik Zela or is that also covered by the rule of Gonim and Agan of Potter? That's the Nechus Machloikis in the Rashi with the Ritva. Did anybody bother looking up at the Gemaras? The Gemara of Metziah, the Gemara of Akam, who's right? Is the Rashba right that second chiv of paying $4 for a barrel of wine is only Petorus Mazik? Or is the Ritva right that's Petorus Gazler? Who's right? Anyone bothers looking? What does the Gemara say? Who's got Gemara's for me? The Gemara of Metziah, when it quotes this din, that it used to be worth $1, now it's worth $4. The Gemara says that it used to be worth $1, now it's worth $4. The Hayi Shaita, the Kashasile, the Katovale, Kagozo Mine. At the moment that you're drinking it, you're a Gazlan. Who is that? Black on white. There is no question that line of the Gemara is who? That's a Ritva. That's a Ritva speaking. Anyone now look at the Gemara in Bava Kama? Anyone's got a Bava Kama for me? So when you get a chance, take a look. When the Gemara quotes Rabbah's statement in Bava Kama, it says the entire same exact statement without that line. That line doesn't appear in the Gemara. The Gemara never links it in Bava Kama to Kol HaKozlan Misham HaShiyas HaGzela. Lefiyani's Daiti, I don't know whether it's a question of Girsa, that line was put in, but I'm not sure what happened. But it's the exact same statement of Rabbah that in one place Chazal presented clearly, there is day Ritva style. And in Bava Kama, that whole line, that incriminating evidence, in the Rashi doesn't exist.
We already had this
in
the Rosh Hashanah.
Right. We've already seen that. Yes, I don't get it. I can't tell you for sure. Right. The Ritva clearly had this line somewhere.
According to the Ran, is there a Chiyuv Karen of Mazik in Gana B'Shavas
Tavitah? Absolutely. Absolutely. But irrelevant to our discussion.
But just a regular
Karen. Right, Mazik, Yechai Mazik, yeah, good, great. Whoop de do Yechai Mazik, right. It's not going to help us for Dalvin. So Rabbi Sai, if you ask most Yeshiva Bokhrim, what's the nature of the Chiyuv of Tavit B'Shavas? Just stop the Shiva guy. Was holding. I just stop, bang on him, and say, "No, goes the chvis techa mechaver because shavi achad v'sof shavi dalad tavi shasi chayev dalad." Ask him why he's chayev, and he will no doubt say, "Tachdin ma'azik." And you ask him who's the one who told him that. He probably won't know the chiddush Iran, but he will for sure know the who. Ktsois made this sheet the pot. I don't even remember what the Ktsos quotes the Chiddush Iran. He says it Me'atzma. Later, they say the Ran said it. This is a Ktsos. This is like what a classic from classic Ktsos. And what was the engine behind the Ktsos, Rabbi Sai? If you have to ask yourself, who is the Ktsos pitting himself on who? On Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan is Zecheda B'Shusai. Ain't a good of Achragan of Chayav, because you stole from someone who was Zecheda B'Shusai. That was ultimately what was behind the Ktsos. Which again, according to what we're saying, is a Rashbun. Well, Rashbun died. Come to Nesivis. I put the Nesivis on the Maim Kemis. We'll put the Nesivis on. Comes in Nesivis and says, in a very, very short 2-3 lines, but the Ktsos said is not correct. The Ktsos' application of the principle of going to Minagan of Potor is not correct, says the Nesivis. You know why? I'll tell you why. What does Gonim and Agan of Potter mean? It's Think about it for a minute. Think about Rabbi Yochanan's original Gaon Minagam. Reuben owns something. Shimon steals something from Reuben. We'll draw it out. Three guys, okay? Reuben has an ox. All right? He's got his nice, happy ox over here. Okay? This ox for Reuben is what? If you had to describe the din and momentous relationship Reuben has with his ox, what is it? It's shaloi. What else is it? Right? It's Mishuso. Right? He's been washing and he's been with this ox since the day it was born. This is his. For the last 20 years, shaloi Mishuso. Comes Shimon and takes this ox, brings it to his house. Right? So what did Shimon just do? Let's think for a second. What did Shimon just do? Shimon just transformed something that used to be Shalom Ubishuso, it should be both. And now, right now, what's the ox now to Reuben? What is it now? Be careful. It's still to Reuven Shalom, going back to Reuven, but it's Eino Bishuso. That is called an act of Geneva or Gezeila. When you take somebody's property that used to be Shalom Bishuso, and you transform it to become Shalom Vienna Bishuso, we have a nice title for you. You're called a Ghana. That's the legal definition of Geneva. Komplevi takes the same ox. Ox is seen in a lot of trouble with ox. Now, what did Levi do vis-a-vis Reuven? What did Levi do? Let's be very, very careful. Vis-a-vis Reuven, what did he do? He took an ox that a moment ago was Shalom V'Eino Bishuso. And what great transformation does Levi make? Absolutely what? Nothing. It's vayt Shalom V'Eino Bishuso. Nothing has changed in this ox, and that is exactly, it's this grandiose transformation of nothing from Shalovi and Abishus to Shalovi and Abishus, so that is labeled in halacha as Hagoinev, Minhaganov, Potter. That's what it means, says the Nesivus. However, Zach Nesivus, what if Levi would do something radical right now? What if Levi would do what? What if Levi would kill this ox? Shech this ox. By shechting this ox, what did Levi just do? By shechting this ox? He just made it significantly worse than it was before. Now it's what? It's nothing. It's not even Shaloi anymore. Now he made it. It's Eino Shaloi, the Eino Bishus. There was a change. It used to be Shaloi. Now it's Eino Shaloi. Uh-oh, that's a change. You know what we call that? It's not going to deceive us. You know what we call that? What's that called? What do we call you now? You're a Ganav. You think the Ganav only means when you take something that was Shalom Bishuso and you make it into Shalom Yenav? No. That's one method of Geneva. There's a second method of Geneva. This is also Geneva. You accomplished that because, again, says the Nesivas, what was driving us to believe that Gaon Minaganov is Potter, the real reason, the real Torah rationale behind Gaon Minaganov Potter is because nothing happened, nothing changed. What, that's true, but once you make a tericha on it, it was a tremendous change. Therefore, says the Nesivas, let's get out of oxen and out of Genevas in the world of Gazela, we change the ox to barrels of wine. Okay? Change the ox to a barrel of wine. The barrel of wine used to belong to Reuven, stolen by Shimon, subsequently stolen by Levi. No, it's closet over. So when Shimon steals it from Reuven, what is he? He's a what? He's a Gazlan, right? Because he went from what to what? Right, he took something that used to be Shalom Ubishuso, and he transformed it into what? Shalom V'Ein Ubishuso. Good. And now when Levi does the same story, what happens? He's not a Gazan yet, right? Nothing happened. Until what point? When he does what? When he does a new Maisa Gezeila. What's a new Maisa Gezeila? and he drinks it. But when he breaks, he spills it on the floor. Drinking it or breaking it is like what? It's like tvicha. At that point, that's what? It's now a no shalom, not just a bishuso. And at that moment in truth, what do we call Levi? We call him a what? We call him a gazlan, bishas shtia. When he drinks that wine from the barrel, he's called a full-fledged gazlan, says the Nesivos. He is not only called a mazik. You know, mazik doesn't sound so bad. Mazik sounds like, oh, you know, broke the guy's window. Doesn't say, a gazlan, that's a much more serious... That's serious. It's a felony, right? Right? Good or mazik also good, but I'm worse. I'm a gazlan. No, I'm a gazlan. I took something of yours. I took something from Reuben that used to be shaloi, the other bishuso, and it's not shaloi anymore. That's called gedela.
But every mazik, I walk up to your stuff and I make it now. It's not shaloi. You can't get your stuff. That's every mazik.
Okay. So okay. So that's an interesting question. That may depend on what my mindset is. If I'm doing it as a mindset of a gazlan, inochinami. Unless you're telling that there was no kidding gedela before. Okay. So Rabbi Sai says the Nesivos, the Ktseis is not right. The Ktseis is labeling this fellow who's drinking the $4 worth wine as a mazik is not correct. This guy is a gazlan because he made a new Maisa Gzela. Rabbi Sai, there's a big problem with the Nesivos. A huge problem with the Nesivos. What's the huge problem with the Nesivos? Everyone saw the Nesivos inside. Isn't that what he said? Go back to the case of the ox. Get the battle one. Back to the case of the ox. According to the Nesivos, when Shimon steals from Reuven, he's the Ganav Rishon. When Levi steals from Shimon, he's going to be the Ganav's Potter. Right? But there is something that Levi can do that can give him a shame ganav. What is that? Levi shechter, right? That's the whole thrust of the Nesivos. The Nesivos says, shechter the animals, like drinking the water, right? So that's the whole idea of the Nesivos. Once you do a second level of taking Eino Shalai, that's Mamashin Numaisik and Eivim Numaisik Zeru. What should the din be according to the Nesivos? Shimon steals from Reuven. Levi steals that same item from Shimon, and Levi shechts it. What should it then be? Levi should now be labeled as a new ganav, with all full-fledged privileges of being a ganav, and he was a tavach also. He should be chayav to pay what? Dalvek, right? If the Nesivos is right, that the guy who drinks the barrel of wine is a gazlan, so then the guy who shechts the animal is a ganav. And if he's a Ghana, then he's chayav to pay dalvek. Hey. Is someone going to tell me that? Is someone going to tell that to me? You think that's true? Who thinks that's true? That's the din. That is the din. Who thinks that's the din? According to the Nesivos. The guy who Shimon steals from Reuven, Levi steals from Shimon, Levi is shechts it. He's chayav to pay dal bay. Not the mazik is a ganav. Everyone think that's right? According to the Nesivos? I got news for you. If you think that's right, then you forgot a mishnah in Baba Kama. You forgot the first mishnah in Meruba. What does the mishnah say? What does the first mishnah in Meruba say? Not the Marukamas? Should have been. Baba Kama? No Baba Kama here? No one's got a Baba Kama for me? Son of Bays, no? Who's got me quickly? Maybe Mishnah Meruba. No one's got it. I come to share without a Baba Kama here. I should have put the Baba Kama in there because I don't see it. Sounds good. Suspense is just getting to all of us. the Ri had 80 Talmidim. They say that each one, less than 80 Masechta, but the Ri had 80 Talmidim. Said each one was responsible for a different Masechta. So whenever they were just talking and learning, so in the yeshiva they would discuss, the Talmid would come up and discuss something. So if they had needed a Mar Mochum for a given Masechta, he would call on that Talmud. They say, I need an exact quote quickly from that Masechta. They don't have time to start turning the scrolls, you know, and try to find the thing. So every Talmud was responsible for knowing that Masechta about that. Just like you. They still got it! See, they did it better days in a week without the computers. They figured it all out. Oh my goodness, okay. It's a Mishnah. Ain't a gun of Achragana Misham to Shlomo Keva, Vilo Tevech, Vilo Mochra, Achragana Misham to Shlomo Abba Vachamisha. Thank you very much. It's a fair Mishnah. It's not true. It's Bechlol not true. This was the test case. It's Mam Shech Bechlol, it's Mam Shech not true. What's the Nesivis talking about? What does it mean? This is called the Numa Isagadevi. The Nesivis says the Ktsai is right, he's right, he's right, he's right. Ain't a God of Achraganav. It's called the God of Achraganav. But this is different because you transformed it from being a Shalai to being Shalai to Ain't a Shalai. If the Nesivis is right, then the conclusion should be Shbichav Dal Vehe, which is against the Mishnah. The Nesivis did not forget the first Mishnah in Maruba or any other Mishnah for that matter. So there's something that we're missing in our understanding of this Nesivis. So Rabbi Shai, open the gym tomorrow. We have to go back to the drawing board, go back to the Sivas, understand what exactly the Kudus Machoy success of the Sivas is all about, and eventually come back to our Rashi and Ritva, because this is ultimately what's driving our entire life.